you bribe the right politicians in the right order at the right time, you can trade the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil. Politicians in the right order at the right time, you can train the nuclear warheads for medicine, and it's not even a crime. $1 on clinical trials, $600 on making you dead. Your leaders aren't evil.
A cryptographically secure on-chain list of 280 million verified supporters is not an analogy or a metaphor or a nice idea. It is the largest political mandate in human history. Nothing else comes close. Politicians can ignore protests. They can ignore polls. They can ignore reality for surprisingly long periods. See climate change, 1970 to present. They cannot ignore 280 million cryptographically verified humans saying, "Do this thing or we vote you out." Here's how to build that list. What you're actually building. The goal: build a privacy-preserving, globally verifiable referendum. It shows public support for a 1% treaty and your decentralized institutes of health. Essentially a website where people say, "Please stop letting me die of stupid things," in a way that lawyers find convincing. Requirements. It must be auditable, so politicians can't claim it's fake, though they will absolutely try. It must be persuasive, so policymakers actually do their jobs for once. It must hit 3.5% global participation, 280 million plus verified votes. That last number isn't arbitrary. Once 3.5% of a population actively supports something, it becomes unstoppable. Every time, across all cultures, for centuries. More on that later. The principles, or how not to build a fraudulent voting system. Verifiability. Cryptographic proofs that votes are real, can't fake the math, though politicians will try. Privacy, nobody knows who you voted for, including us. equity works for everyone, including people without bank accounts or government IDs, which is most of Earth, by the way. Transparency, open source code so anyone can audit it. Viral growth, it needs to spread organically. Target 99% detection 1.0. Each person brings more than one person, which is how avalanches work. Greater than 99% fraud detection with less than 1% false positives. The bots stay out, the humans stay in. Secondary metrics track geographic distribution, brand awareness, and whether politicians have started sweating yet. The sweat metric is informal, but surprisingly reliable. They always sweat before they act. The bottom line. $250 million for the campaign, funded by Victory Incentive Alignment Bonds. Target cost, less than $1 per verified participant. That's cheaper than acquiring a customer for literally any consumer product on Earth. You spend more marketing soda. 280 million verified humans saying, do this or lose your job, to every politician on Earth. That's not a petition. Petitions are what you ignore. That's a pink slip with 280 million signatures. On why 3.5% is the magic number. The 280 million target isn't pulled from thin air. It's based on the 3.5% rule, a historical pattern that is held across cultures, centuries, and continents with the reliability of a physical law. When 3.5% of a population actively participates in sustained, nonviolent action, the movement wins. Every time. The evidence? For civil rights in the U.S., the movement crossed the 3.5% threshold and ended segregation. Indian independence crossed the 3.5% threshold and kicked out the British Empire. Women's suffrage crossed the 3.5% threshold and won the vote. Once you hit 3.5%, three things happen simultaneously. It's clearly not a fringe movement, the support is geographically distributed, and opposition becomes career suicide. Previous movements required marching in the rain, getting tear gassed, or going to prison. This one requires clicking a button from the toilet. The barrier to entry is lower. The incentive, healthcare you actually want, is higher. It's the easiest revolution in human history, which is fitting because the problem, letting people die of curable diseases, is the stupidest crisis in human history. People show up for the healthcare. Politicians see 280 million verified supporters. The treaty becomes inevitable. It's not manipulation, it's just understanding what motivates humans, not dying, and what motivates politicians, not losing elections. These two facts have been true for your entire history. Nobody thought to combine them until now. Source, consolidated from global referendum subfiles, including implementation details, verification framework, and viral marketing strategies. Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, please leave a really good rating and review. It doesn't have to be true, they don't check. So we overcome the pro-war algorithmic suppression and find someone with more spare time for ending wars and diseases. But if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials and vote on the 1% treaty. If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.90 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye. Thank you so much for taking the time to end war and disease. But if at any point you decide you're too busy, please share this with a friend who's got a free afternoon and have them end war and disease instead. And if you're too busy to even do that, the absolute least you could do is take 15 seconds to go to warondisease.org and tell us what fraction of humanity's resources should go to explosions versus clinical trials, and vote on the 1% treaty. If the treaty passes, your vote will be personally to blame for saving 38.4 lives and preventing 6.90 million hours of suffering. Go to warondisease.org right now. Love you. Bye.